Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Are you sick of sounding slow and unnatural while speaking English? In this English lesson, we're going to learn some phrases that will help you improve your quick English speaking just so you can sound more natural and fluent in your everyday conversations. It's not important to always talk fast, but when we're casually speaking with native English speakers, if you improve the fluency of the way that the words come out of your mouth, you'll feel more natural and you'll definitely sound more natural too. So in this English video, I'll give you the opportunity to practice several times saying the 15 phrases that'll help you sound more fluent in English. Let's get started. Now I want you to listen to the difference between these two English phrases. How's it going? How's it going? Did you hear how in the second phrase, the word how and it, how's it, how's it, how's it going? They combine. So let's practice that together. How's it going?
How's it going?
What do you do for a living? What do you do for a living? So what do you do turns into what do you do? Let's practice that together. This phrase, what do you do for a living? It means what is your job? What do you do for a living? What do you do for a living? I'm an English teacher.
What do you do for a living, Bobby Tillman?
Let's move on to the next phrase. I'm looking forward to the weekend. I'm looking forward to the weekend. Now, there are a lot of subtle changes, which means small changes, to this phrase when I say it in my native speed. So I'm looking forward. When I speak quickly in English, I don't say forward. I say forward. I'm looking forward to the weekend. So try out this phrase. It's a really, really common thing that we say when we're having small talk in English, you know, oh, what's going on? How are you doing? Oh, I'm looking forward to the weekend. This just means I'm excited for when the work week is over and I get to relax. So repeat after me. I'm looking forward to the weekend.
Looking forward to the weekend?
Good. Let's move on. Could you give me a hand with this? Can you give me a hand with this? So instead of saying, could you, we're not enunciating those syllables. We're speaking naturally. When the speech just flows out of you, you say, could you give me a hand with this? So this could ya. Try it. Could you give me a hand with this?
Could you give me a hand?
Nice. Next time you need to ask someone help with doing something, especially when it involves physically doing something, like for instance, could you give me a hand with lifting this table? You'll want those words to flow together. Could you give me a hand with this? Let's move on. I didn't catch that. Could you say it again, please? I didn't catch that. Could you say it again, please? Okay, so I didn't catch that. Could ya, we're going back to could ya instead of could ya, say it again, please. So yeah, everything just gets mumble jumbled in this phrase. And if you're asking someone to say something again, because either you didn't hear them or you didn't quite understand them, you'll use this phrase to have them say the phrase again. So I didn't catch that. Could you say it again, please?
What? I didn't catch that.
Okay, I hope you caught this phrase. Let's move on. Let's grab a cup of coffee sometime. Let's grab a cup of coffee sometime. Okay, so in English speaking in the United States gets changed to a lot, especially when we say a cup of coffee. Cup of coffee instead of saying a cup of coffee. Just all gets mumbled jumbled, as I like to say, into one word. So let's grab a cup of coffee sometime.
But would you want to grab a cup of coffee with me sometime?
I'm running late. Can we reschedule? I'm running late. Can we reschedule? Okay, so if you are late to meet someone somewhere, you might call them or text them. And if you're going to be really late and you don't want to waste their time or take up too much of their time, you're going to ask them to reschedule the meeting or make it on their schedule for another time. So instead of saying I'm running, we're going to just shorten running to running. Running. I'm running late. Could we reschedule?
I'm running late.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. Instead of saying, I don't know, we say, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. Let's try it. I'll say it. You repeat. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I'm not feeling too well today. If you don't feel good, if you're sick, it will sound like, I'm not feeling too well today. So again, we just kind of drop the ing and turn it into in. I'm not feeling too well today. I'm not feeling too well today. I have not seen her since yesterday. I haven't seen her since yesterday. Instead of saying not a lot of times after have not, it changes to that contraction in English when we're speaking, I haven't seen her today. So haven't. I haven't seen her since yesterday. Now for this next one, I'm going to say an interest or a hobby. But you choose yours, because when you are practicing English, you should always try to say sentences that you would actually use in your real life. I'm really into football. I'm really into football. So instead of saying I'm really into, we're going to say I'm really into football. Or if your interest is running, I'm really into running. I'm really into chess. So go ahead and replace the sentence, but repeat sort of after me. I'm really into running. It is not a big deal. It's not a big deal. So it's not. It almost sounds like you're saying it's snot if you really break it down. It's not a big deal. If you want to tell someone not to worry about something, you would be using this phrase. And if you want to sound fluent, try it. Repeat after me. It's not a big deal. Do you mind if I take a rain check? Do you mind if I take a rain check? So the intonation changes a little bit when I'm saying this quickly, but mainly I want you to focus on practicing do ya. Do you mind? Do you mind if I take a rain check? What this sentence is saying is, would you care if we reschedule something or if we do this thing later? That's what a rain check means in English. Can we do something later? Can we honor this later? Do you mind if I take a rain check? I am going to let him know about it. I'm going to let him know about it. So instead of saying, I am gonna. And instead of saying about it, sometimes in English, we're speaking naturally, we say about it. I'm gonna let them know about it. I'm going to let him know about it. So drop the about. Say just about. I'm going to let him know about it. That's a piece of cake. That's a piece of cake. And of course, you're probably pretty familiar with this idiom. If you want to say that something is easy, you call it a piece of cake. And when we're speaking quickly in our natural English language, we say instead of. That's a piece of cake. I hope the lesson today was a piece of cake for you. If you want more speaking lessons just like this one, make sure to subscribe to English with Kayla and check out the next video on screen. I'll see you guys in the next English lesson with me. Goodbye.